From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and regular listeners to this segment know that more often than not, we're reporting some pretty bad financial news, problems in the mortgage markets, the credit business, the stock market up and down. Well, Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here now with a little good news. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, I just really can't wait for such a rare occurrence. What do you have for us?
Well, good news about nutrition, electronic gadgets, money, and gas mileage. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the beginning.
Okay, well, let's go with nutrition. Now, the folks at the Hannaford supermarket chain here, up here in New England where I live, say they found a way to get customers to eat healthier. They just finished a one-year experiment of directing shoppers to healthier foods with something they call the Guiding Stars system. That's nutritional information right on the store shelves that rates products with 1 to 3 stars based on nutritional value. So Hannaford says that they got their customers to buy leaner cuts of meat and lower fat milk using this system, plus more whole grains and less sugar. So if this system's adopted widely and other food chains are undoubtedly watching, it'll be easier for more of us to eat healthy.
Well, I guess that's good news for all of us. And so let's talk about the next item on your list, electronics.
Right. One of the hot items of the year, Apple's iPhone, is getting a big price cut just in time for the holidays, way down from $600 to $400. Now, when Apple announced this yesterday, some early buyers were understandably upset, but the rest of us can say to them, hey, you know, you wanted to be first on the block. Thanks for paving the way for my price cut. So we get a bargain and we get to sneer at the trendsetters.
Suckers. Okay, so saving $200, that sounds pretty good, but you have even better money news, I understand.
Right. This is about finding a loan during this credit crunch where big banks and others burned in the subprime mess are either cutting back or charging more. Turns out there are still some places to get reasonably priced money.
Okay. So by robbing a bank, what? What are you talking about?
Well, no, this ready source of cash is your stodgy local bank, believe it or not. Local bankers are getting that message out with some glee right now. These were the dopes who actually held on to their own mortgage portfolios while everyone else was packaging them into slick securities on Wall Street. Well, those slick securities tanked, but the stodgy local bankers still have their own pools of money from those mortgages they held. And fewer of their mortgages went bad because they used something called sound lending standards when they made them.
Wait, so what? What are you talking about?
Really. As a result, they have more money to lend now and often at attractive rates. So there's a reward for virtue out there and consumers get part of the break.
Okay, well, that's good news. And then finally, you have good news about gas mileage.
Right. Car makers have found you can get almost 8% more mileage, at least according to one car maker, in the next generation of cars by doing something really simple, really simple insight. They're taking something from the hybrid car playbook and putting electric motors on things like power steering and air conditioning, which run off the main engine today, so it takes fuel to power them. Now they're going to use the energy generated during driving to power those, and there'll be less maintenance and fewer moving parts to boot.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Good News. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.